Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jay Myers is here, too. Jay's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 6 years as a member. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated, the author of a couple of outstanding books. One of them, at least, that I know of is an award-winning book, Keep Swinging. That's his first book. Even though he's a regular Main Street small business owner, just like you, he's also become a pretty darn good author. Keep Swinging, and the new book is called Hitting the Curveballs. You're starting to see the baseball analogy here, right, folks? He's our good friend Jay Myers. Welcome back to the show.
Appreciate it, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Jay, one of the things that I believe and I've said over the last few years is that if you're still in business today after 2008, 2009, you probably figured out how to run your business as efficiently and productively. You've learned how to do more with less, and there's probably not too much more you need to know about how to handle a tough year. Is there anything else we can learn?
Well, I mean, I think that we're going through it right now in my industry, Jim. It's a downturn. It's sluggish, slumping, whatever words you want to come up with. And I think that we're being challenged right now to try to figure out how to make money and survive it, honestly.
Yeah.
And
what's wrong with the industry? Tell the audience what your industry is.
Well, it's audio, visual, and video conferencing.
Yeah.
And the convergence of those two technologies has made it interesting and challenging. And we've had quite a run of growth here in the last few years. And I think that's one of the things that your listeners, you know, can pick up on in this conversation and discussion in my book as well. I think it's one of the most important things that an entrepreneur, a small business owner can do is to have the ability to navigate a down year. Because here's the deal. We all want to ride the victory train, and that's wonderful, isn't it? It's fun, the awards, all the recognition.
Yep.
We've got tons of that. We've made the Inc. List of fast-growing private companies 7 times. Great fun. But when you're not doing that, how do you keep your head up? Mm-hmm. How do you keep your employees motivated? I think that is the key ingredient to moving forward in today's economy.
Well, the way I measure a successful manager is, or anybody in the marketplace. You know, I used to observe some of the best salespeople in the world, and when things were going great, they were doing greater, right? When things weren't so great, they still made a good living. And they found a way, even when things weren't great, to make it. And, you know, I remember when your business, it seemed to me, was counter-cyclical to the economy. You were, you know, the economy was kind of tough, and you were just blowing and going, right? And so now the economy is kind of coming back a little bit, and you're going the other way. And so whenever you got a situation like that, anybody can be successful when times are good, right? I mean, when you're,
that's right.
If you're in sales and the economy is booming, you know, you look pretty smart. But the question is, how do you handle things when you have to go out and make it happen, right?
That's right. I think it's kind of interesting. I heard Michael Heisley, a former owner of Memphis Grizzlies, in a speech one time, he was talking about the fact that great adversity creates great opportunity. And
yeah.
And so disruption in the market, like we're going through right now, it's a challenging time for my industry. Two of my main suppliers of my video conferencing products, Jim, they don't have CEOs.
Wow.
They got fired because of some, you know, ethical issues and some other things here.
Well, is your challenge in your industry, is it one of customer demand, or is it one of convergence destruction?
Well, it's interesting. Here's what it is. It's a transitional time. We're getting very much deep into the cloud-based technology,
right,
particularly on video conferences. You've talked about that on the show, never mind, I can remember. So I think that the transition to cloud-based technologies with video conferencing, as well as the fact that traditionally we've done a lot of things with hardware in the past.
Right.
And now it's migrating to software. So you look at that, you can panic, you can freak out, you can do all these different things. Or in our case this year, we're taking this as an opportunity to regroup, to look at the future, that we're going to have more customers out there because there's more opportunity with software-based products and cloud-based technology. And so we're excited about it. We're not thrilled about having a little bit of an off year, but we recognize what it's good for. But
well, you're experiencing Blasingame's law of business love, and that is this. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right.
And that's what you're doing right now. You're still in the video, audio video business, but you still love that, but you didn't fall in love or you're about to fall out of love with hardware, and if you survive, you're going to fall in love with cloud-based solutions. So you're still serving customers. Customers are still buying a similar result from you, but what you're billing them for is not the same. And IBM went through this 20 years ago.
Right. Jim, I think it's exciting, and you can tell by the tone of my voice, because we're having the ability to do things today and with a new technology we couldn't do 5 or 10 years ago.
Right.
I'm in a hotel room talking to you right now in Nashville. I could have a video call with you, Google Hangout, WebRTC, right off my computer, my iPad. You know, 5, 10 years ago, we couldn't do that. And now we're seeing an opportunity to not see dozens of customers.
And this is happening to small businesses in every industry right now. What you're experiencing right now is taking the breath away of a lot of people, and it's one of the reasons why some people aren't going to make it, because the disruptions are happening so fast now. But it's all because the people who aren't going to make it are the ones who, for example, in your industry, who say, look, we started out as hardware people, we're going to wind up as hardware people.
Well, right. we see ourselves really have an exciting future, and hardware, we're not married to it. It just was a way to start the business. The software-based products are exciting for us. We see more users, and guess what, Jim? Services-based income in the future, which is more profitable than the hardware ever thought about being, actually.
That's the IBM model. I write about that in my book, in my new book, The Age of the Customer. Folks, what Jay is telling you, he is doing it. He is actually executing my law of business love, which is, and you heard me say this, how many times have you heard me say this on the show? It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. We'll take a quick break. Jay, I need your website quickly, please.
ISITN.com.
Check it out. His new book is called Hitting the Curveballs. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.